أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد. In the previous ayats we read, we have explained some of the great virtues and honor that Allah had given to some Anbiya, which He did not give to others. Each one Allah had given some great quality. But as far as Nabuwat is concerned, Risalat, Prophethood and being a Nabi, all were equal, and in that Allah had given some preference over the others, and the greatest preference Allah had given to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam over all the others. Now Allah explains another great point here, which Allah Ta'ala makes that we can understand and accept it, and then a lot of our confusion will be removed. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. اور اگر اللہ چاہتا تو نہ لڑتے وہ لوگ جو ہوئے ان پیغمبروں کے پیچھے. And if Allah Ta'ala wished, then the people should not have fought with one another after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Min ba'di ma ja'atumul bayyinat. Ba'd uske ke pahunch chuke unko unke paas saaf hukam. After that the clear commands of Allah and the clear miracles had come to them. So Allah says, if Allah had wished, Allah had given the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam and most of all to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam the greatest miracles by which it was clearly seen that this is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So even after that, Allah says, if Allah had wished, then the people should not have differed. All should have brought iman. And all should have followed the Nabi, and there should have been no fighting, no difference between the people. But Allah did not wish that. Allah did not wish that. And further Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ اِخْتَلَفُوا. لَكِنْ اُنْمَا اِخْتِلَافْ پَرْ گَيَا. But there was differences amongst them. That was the reality, and that was what Allah had wished. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنْ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرْ. پھر کوئی تو ان میں ایمان لایا اور کوئی کافر ہوا. Then of all the people, after the clear signs of every Nabi, and particularly Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, even after that, there were those who brought iman and those who did not bring iman. Yeah, the Mufassirin explained that it was that if Allah wished to, all should have brought iman and there should have been no difference amongst the people. But Allah did not wish that. And the other, if Allah had wished, people should have believed in different religions, but they should not have fought with one another. They should all accept one another. But that also Allah did not wish. Allah Ta'ala's will, and Allah Ta'ala, as a poet says beautifully, "Main mutma'in baitha hu ya Rab." I'm sitting with complete itminan. Ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. You are the absolute ruler and you are the most wise. You're in your full wisdom, which you know, and you execute that, nobody can stop you. So I am sitting quite content that whatever you have decreed and decided, I accept it wholeheartedly. So that a person should develop within himself, that Allah Ta'ala had decreed that the people will not all be believers. Allah had meant that there will be those who will believe and those who will not believe. And Allah Ta'ala did also not decree that after people believing different religions, within a religion the people have got differences, that they could have accepted if Allah wished to, they should have accommodated one another. And nobody should have fought one another. Everyone should carry on in his way. But Allah did not wish that also. So we must not wish, also feel that if all the people can be united and be one, that is in Jannah. Yeah, the secret of this nobody knows also. But Allah is Hakim, He is Hakim. He knows His word and He knows His wisdom. The wisdom of us is to submit to Allah Ta'ala. Not that we judge Allah Ta'ala. We are very quick to say don't be judgmental, but we judging Allah in His word. That why did Allah make all these differences? We might not say it directly, but when we are complaining about all these differences, we must know it is the work of Allah. Now when we are questioning it, we are questioning Allah. It is just like with regard to the weather. If somebody says the weather is bad today, na'uzu billah, the weather is from Allah, that person is actually saying Allah is bad. Because the weather itself is not bad. Allah made it, whatever it is, extremely hot, extremely cold, whatever it is, Allah has made it. So therefore we are taught that we must not speak bad about the weather also. We can say it's very hot today, it's very cold, but to say the weather is bad, that we should refrain from. We shouldn't say that. Similarly, that we should say that all should have been believers and no different, that also Allah did not wish that. And that all could have been different, but all could accept one another. Allah did not wish that also. But Allah Ta'ala wished that. Allah Ta'ala says here two times, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ and وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُ. If Allah wished, they should not have fought. They should not have fought and even killed one another. How many wars have taken place in the name of religion? Whether it is Christianity against Muslims, whether it is Christianity in themselves, they fought great wars also, and lot of people got killed also. In the same way, jihad in Islam is also, and how many people got killed also. But Allah, the two, some of the ulama of the view that the two ayats which are same in meaning is to stress the one another. That this one is to stress that Allah Ta'ala, if He had wished, they should not have fought one with one another. Other ulama of the view, it isn't to repeat it and to stress it, but to make it known that this is the law of Allah. To accept, to understand that Allah wished that there must be differences, and there will be fighting, there will be killing amongst people on the basis of deen and religion. So this differences which carry on, we say the ulama are fighting with one another, people are fighting with one another, that will be always there. And the little we can understand that shaitan is working all the time with his evil to bring about evil in the world. And Allah's system is, He will always make people who will oppose the evil and oppose the wrong. So definitely then there is going to be fighting. There will be arguments, there will be fights also. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, and we should accept that. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Lekin Allah karta hai jo chahe. Allah Ta'ala does as He pleases. La yus'alu, He is not question, nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. And He does as He pleases, and Allah is the absolute. Anyone who wants to question Allah, Allah is the absolute. At the moment, about 7-8 billion people in the world, from Adam alayhi salam till today, how many people? And till Qiyamah, how many people? What is my position amongst all the people? Not even one little pipsqueak. I am nothing whatsoever. And I want to find fault with Allah Ta'ala. That why did Allah do this? The wisest thing of a human being who has been made by Allah is to surrender to Allah. The highest position of a human being is when he makes the tafwiz and he submits to Allah Ta'ala. The highest person of a position of a person when he's in sajda. So what he thinks is what I know, Lord, my brain. I think, I plan, I'm a know-all. I know, I got connections. When that goes on the ground, and that is, if it is a sajda in reality, not just an outward form of sajda, but in reality that I've totally surrendered myself to Allah Ta'ala. That sajda is very valuable by Allah Ta'ala. So that is what Allah Ta'ala wants. And when a person is in sajda, he is in his lowest position. He has put his head down on the ground. His forehead, where his brains are, he has put it down. And he says, Subhana, pure are you, Allah. You are always high. I am down, but you are the highest. Rabbi al-A'la, and you are my Rabb, who is the most highest. I am right down, but you are the highest. And in that I accept wholeheartedly that you are Hakim also, you are Hakim also. And whatever you have decreed and you are planning is absolute. And I accept it wholeheartedly. When I am healthy, I make your shukr. When I'm sick, I make your shukr. When I have enough finances, I make your shukr. When I have difficulty in my finances, I make your shukr. I know it's from you. Whatever condition, when a person surrenders himself to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's help comes greatly to that person. In all his difficult conditions, he will find solace in his heart. He will find peace in his heart. He'll go through hardship financially, health-wise, but in his heart he'll know it's from Allah. And Allah knows. Ayyub alayhi salam, according to narration, for 18 years he was so sick that nobody got as sick as he got. But that all the time he was making shukr to Allah. Not one word of complaint for 18 years. We, as somebody said, just our eyebrows are a little bit sore, or our nails are sore. We complain and wail and moan like all the musibat of the world came on us. Whereas the man of Allah, what difficulties they went through, they were happy all the time. So to acquire this condition and realize that Quran is teaching us, Quran is not only for us to read, Quran is not only to understand, to explain, but that it comes in us. If it comes in us, a person will have this great, great satisfaction and his iman will be corrected. And if a person objects to Allah, his iman is in great danger. A person who got no knowledge, no experience, nothing, and he is complaining and he is objecting to Allah, very serious condition. So we should surrender to Allah. All the differences that are there, they are going to be there. We must see that I am doing the right thing in the differences. I am on the right side. In the differences, I must not be on batil, on falsehood. I must be on haq, on the truth, on sunnah, kitab, i'tisam bil kitab wa sunnah, to hold fast to the Quran Sharif and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be on ma ana alihi wa ashabi, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and what he was on and what his sahaba were on, we should be on that. We should see that we are not following any religion which is man-made, like the Abrahamic Accord, like the interfaith business, that we are not following a religion of the government. As the beginning of a pandemic, the president of our country also say, all the presidents in the world said it, people's worship will have to change now. They will have to get used to a new form of worship. So we mustn't go on any new form of worship. That is the ways of the kuffar, the atheists. We must not follow the ways of the scientists and the atheists of the medical people. We must follow what Allah has given us. That we must follow. So we must, the differences are going to be there. Accept it. And how shaitan deceives us. We are just fighting and we getting involved and passing our remarks about the differences. This ulama like that, those ulama like that. And in the meantime, we're not following and finding out the truth. We must see which side is the truth and follow the truth, and differences are going to be there, accept it. It's going to be cold weather, extremely cold weather. Just talking about it and going in the cold will be harming yourself. When it is so cold, keep yourself warm. When it is extremely hot, you keep yourself cool. So when all the differences are there within people, you just see that you are on the right side. And check in the Quran and Hadith and with regard to Akhirah, am I on the right side or the wrong side? That is my worry. And I must follow the right side and I must stand for it. And Allah will choose those people who will fight the falsehood all the time also. And they are fortunate. And if they don't, they are guilty of a very great sin, mudahanat fid deen, to hide the truth, not to speak about the truth, which unfortunately even many ulama are guilty. They don't speak up about the truth. They are worried for their people mustn't be upset with them. If I speak the truth, people will get cross. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that's a clear sign of hubbe jah, that they want people to be happy, they want the praises of the people. When they speak the truth, people will go against them, will speak bad about them. They must not feel offended with that. When people are speaking bad about Allah Ta'ala Himself, about Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what don't they say? So who are we? So we must accept that if people speak bad about us, we mustn't feel bad. We must see, am I doing right or wrong? If I'm wrong, make tawbah, correct yourself. And if I'm right, remain firm on the right. Don't give up the right because of the people. You are going to harm yourself terribly in that way. May Allah give us tawfiq, our beautiful Quran. Let us appreciate it and live by the Quran. May our actions must be according to the Quran. Our words must be according to the Quran. Our iman must be according to the Quran. We must submit totally to the Quran Sharif. A beautiful dua we are taught. Allahumma rzuqni al-Quran al-Azim. Oh Allah, make the Quran Sharif my rosy. And like rosy, everyone, whatever his rosy has been fixed by Allah, he will not die until he gets his full rosy. So we must get our full rosy of the Quran. وَتُخَلِّتَهُ بِلَحْمِي وَدَمِي وَسَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي. And oh Allah, let it come in my blood, in my veins, in my meat, in my eyes. That Quran, let me live the Quran. Bring my whole life must be the Quran. That is what dua also we should make. And Allah Ta'ala bless us with this great ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا.